Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, one step, one trait, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Schoolmaker, and this week we're focusing on the midah of being dan l'kav zchus, judging people favorably. Okay, so when we look at the concept of judging, we have a chiyuv, a mitzvah, in Sefer VaYikra that says, "B'tzedek tishpot amitecha," you should judge your fellow man favorably. The Monei HaMitzvot consider this a mitzvah that has three different applications. One is that a judge in a court has to judge favorably. Number two, if you are worthy of being a judge, please become one, because the Jewish community needs good judges. B'tzedek tishpot amitecha, please get up there and judge your fellow man with justice. And number three is that we are all judges in the courtrooms of our own minds. And here the Gemara in Masechet Shavuos picks up and says that we are supposed to have a dan as kol adam l'kav zchus. So here we're learning that really all of us are judges in the courtrooms of our own minds, and we're being told to do the same thing that a judge has to do in court, to judge favorably. From here we get to the famous clause in the Mishnah in Perkei Avot, which says that we are supposed to aseh lecha rav, and here the Mefarshim on the Mishnah pick up on the connection between different parts of that Mishnah. Aseh lecha rav, choose for yourself a rabbi, k'neh lecha chaver, acquire for yourself a friend, and judge people favorably. What is the connection? So let's look first at Rav Shmuel Shlomo Hirsch on this Mishnah. Rav Shmuel Hirsch says something very interesting. He says that we are often discerning. When we choose who our rabbis are going to be, who our friends are going to be, we're entitled to be discerning. Not everybody has to be your rabbi, not everybody has to be your friend. And therefore, we do some kind of selective process when we choose these people. And then there is the possible negative side effect, which is that you'll be critical of all the people who you didn't choose. The Mishnah would like to avoid that happening. So the Mishnah tells us that as you are discerning and as you are choosing who your role models are and who your friends are, who your inner circle is, be careful and do not be judgmental of the people who you have not chosen. If we look at this from a psychological perspective, it always brings to mind the concept of xenophobia. And xenophobia is fear of strangers. Some of us, we're very embracing of our inner circle, especially if we've chosen them, and even if we haven't chosen them. You know, people who are our type, our community, our worldview, our family, and those people, we don't look at them with a critical eye. But the person from the other community, the other type, the other person, the other nationality, the other, all kinds of people who are foreign to us, we often look at them from a critical perspective. So the Mishnah is warning you, just because somebody is not in your inner circle does not give you the permission to be critical of them. And even though you're allowed to be discerning when you pick who your inner circle are, you should be dan l'kav zchus. The Mishnah is telling you, please be favorable, judge favorably, and look at positively all the people who you have not chosen to put in your inner circle. I think this is so important in so many areas of life. We choose, we date and we choose people to marry. And some people we reject and we don't choose to marry them. But we want to maintain a positive, favorable judgment of those people as well. We choose schools for our children, and there's the schools that we did not choose. And even though we didn't choose it, we would like to maintain a favorable outlook towards those towards those schools. We choose rabbis, we choose congregations, we choose communities, we choose friends. And when we're in a discerning process, sometimes there is the ability to kind of look down and be condescending and put at the forefront of our mind the reasons why we didn't choose the other option. And the Mishnah is warning us and asking us, please, not to do that. So our message for today is to try to hone in on this. Where am I possibly judgmental and thinking negatively towards a person, a group of people who I have not chosen and who are not in my inner circle. And to try to view them positively, look at what's good about them, and try to realize that we have so much to learn from all kinds of communities. There's nobody who has a monopoly on truth. There are no perfect people. There's no perfect family, no perfect community. So even if we didn't choose somebody, they still have things that we can really learn from and judge favorably. And certainly we don't want to walk around with negativity in the forefront of our minds. Okay, so that is it for today. Thank you for learning together, and looking forward to tomorrow.